Hey, Mick.
Hey, bud.
What's going on?
I called to give you some news.
News?
Yep.
Yeah? Good news, some, bad news?
I don't know. It depends on how you receive it. Tomorrow is going to be my last day at RDI.
What? What are you doing?
End of an era. Well, that's the good news, bad news, good news. Depends on how you receive all this.
Okay.
I was offered a position at IJO.
Okay. Yeah.
So I took it.
Yeah?
Yep.
Something you do from Rochester, or are you moving to Connecticut?
No, it's a brand new position that Stephen has developed. I'll be working remotely from home, and then I'll commute to Connecticut like once a month.
Wow. What's the job title?
It's so funny. That's like everybody's very first question. And
hey, what is it? What's the job?
It's hard to describe. I mean, literally, it's like there is a title. I don't even know what it is. The very first leg of it is going to be, you know, recruitment and membership. So I'll be helping Penny, you know, kind of reestablish the client, you know, the membership. And then from there, I mean, I hate to say it like this, it's multilateral. So, like, there's just different things that I'm going to be doing as far as bringing in new ideas to kind of help, you know, re-energize the organization. And then the one thing that I think that kind of lacks, but it could be from my, like, lack of knowledge of everything that they do. I've always felt that there's a missing position where jewelers should almost have like a concierge team to like help. It's not that you don't know what you're doing in business, but you might not know that you might be working with a company outside the organization that that we in the organization have four of, but you're just not aware of it. So just bring general knowledge so that you go, hey, you know, if you do this, it's going to help your benefits. It's going to help the organization. It's going to help everybody because, or who do you use that's so good that you don't want to leave because maybe we have a vacancy that they would fill really well. So it's just a matter of communicating and finding out what everybody does, why they do it, with the exception of accepting habits.
Yeah.
So,
sounds cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of a, you know, but, you know, Stephen's made it absolutely, you know, crystal clear. Mick, I need you to focus on membership first. 100%.
So, well, yeah, we can all see that writing on the wall.
Yeah, so. And I think a lot of, you know, again, I don't know the numbers. This is just, you know, this is naivety, but, you know, I won't know until I go down there next week. But, like, you know, we all think that everybody jumped ship to go to, you know, RJO. And the more I think about, like, all the customers I've lost over the last 10 years have lost for two reasons. They've gone out of business and they didn't have a successor, or they just didn't really care for Jeff.
Yeah, I see it both ways.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's many layers to that, too. That's just Mick, the RDI guy that's been working alongside with the organization forever, you hear it often enough, you go, okay, that must be true. I have no personal knowledge of it, but it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I didn't want to run away and not tell you. I also wanted to let you know that they are giving me the opportunity to try to, like, pick the right person to replace me. Unless you have somebody in mind, I don't know if you know how many people you know at RDI.
No, just you, pretty much. Bob's still there?
He is, and actually, believe it or not, you know, Bob's off on Mondays. He's also off on Fridays, but he's got a team that backs him up. But he's super knowledgeable. He's not pushy. He's very consistent. Hell of a nice guy. I just thought it would be a good connection.
Yeah, I think in the 20 years I've been in IJO, I've only dealt with Bob and you.
Yeah, Bob brought me into IJO.
Yeah, So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okie doke. All right, and then I'm going to, obviously, if he's doing you, he's going to do Liberty as well. And I'll let him know kind of our ebb and flow. I call you, you ignore me, I go away. All right?
Yeah. Yep. The other store's stuff just goes through me anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Well,
no need to call over there or anything.
Oh, so do they run under the same JBT and everything?
Yep.
I wasn't aware of that. Okay, then I'll do my best. I'll have them combine that. They might need that in writing, so I might have to give you a call back, or Bob will have to give you a call. They might need, from the Liberty one, a change of address. So, but I'll talk to my credit manager and find out.
Sure.
All right?
Yep.
All right, my friend. Well,
no problem. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I'll see you at the next show, and if you ever need me, just send me. You got my cell phone number. Call me.
Yep, we'll do.
All right, bud. Talk to you later.
See ya. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.